welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 114 for Saturday, July 18th, 2009. PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. And back after a little bit of a hiatus, I am Douglas Bell, and joining me for the first time, actually, I would have thought you'd been here on here before, but we're very glad to have Adam Ryer of the support team joining us today, joining me.
Yes, I am here. it is the first time I have been here, which is, as you said, kind of interesting, but yes, it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you, and, you know, kind of good timing, because I think you know quite a bit about the stuff we're going to be talking about today, and... Lord knows you're going to be with OSCON Invasion this week. You're going to be helping out quite a bit there too. So,
absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Let me get through housekeeping a little bit first. Of course, PHP Weekly is a live podcast every Saturday at noon Eastern Time. If you'd like to join us, the number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418, or you can also which more people do, join in our very active, awesome chat room at talkshoe.com. We also have an IRC channel, phpbb-weekly on freenode.net, which is kind of, you know, semi-active. Not really. And also you can stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. Let's just very quickly hit a little bit of a couple of things did happen this week on phpbb.com. Yesterday, Yuri ran some hardware upgrade maintenance work yesterday morning, or afternoon, depending where you are. He said it began at 17 o'clock UTC. It actually was like 16. He did it like an hour early. It only lasted for about 20 minutes, so who cares? And, you know, now phpbb.com is better and faster.
It is a lot faster. We've been working on this for actually quite a while at getting this hardware done, because the old hardware that we've been using has been there for years, actually.
So is this like a brand new server box for you guys?
You could say that, yes. It's for the most part, it's a significant hardware upgrade. So we're basically transitioning from one box to another, but yes. So that's one reason why it didn't take quite as long as normal, because we've been setting up that old box for, you know, a while now. So it was just a matter of physically doing the switch on the network end. So, and that was very, very well organized and done by the great folks at the Oregon State University Open Source Lab, OSL, we usually call them. Great help that they've been over the last, ever since we've been with them, they've been fantastic in helping organize all this.
Yeah, I remember right back when they did the moving house back in 2006. That was actually, they were down for about 10 days while that happened, but it was certainly the nice price to pay.
Mm-hmm. That was. And there was actually an event that took place, I think it was before that, where there was a physical issue with the server. The server literally had to be physically shipped from the data center to the person who owned the server at the time. So a lot has changed since then.
PHPBB has had quite a bit of server fun. Is the new box have a new name? Because I know that the old name is not publicly known, but I still know what it was.
Right.
And I'm curious to know if there's a new name.
There is a new name, but since the old one wasn't publicly known until said otherwise, I will leave it not publicly known. But yes, we do have our own names for it.
too bad. Okay. Maybe I'll pressure someone in the teams to get that declassified. It was quite a bit faster, you know, and the first thing I thought, phpbb.com is faster. Maybe we should make phpbb weekly faster too. All right, here's the mod, here's the style, that's it. See you next week. Bye, everybody. the physics don't apply.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's this thing, you guys have a new community feature, Meet the Team.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
Which appears to be a rather unorganized just topic in the PHP discussion forum.
That will hopefully change. There was some confusion at first as to how everything would be formatted and how that would be taken care of, but hopefully that will change in the coming days. So effectively, what we're trying to do with that, with the Meet the Team, is to essentially there seems to have been over the past, you know, in the past, essentially a barrier between the teams and the community, and we kind of want to break that down a little bit, get them a little bit more involved as to actually who we are, you know, what we do, what our, you know, our jobs are as far as the project is concerned, and what we dislike to do on the side, because as everyone should know, PHP BB for us is, or at least for most of us, is a secondary essentially hobby for to our regular jobs and to our regular lives. So we do have a lot of other things going on behind the scenes. But yes, I'm really looking forward to it and actually trying to break down the barriers a little bit between the community and the teams.
There are already some interesting questions being asked. Let's see. Techie Michael said, "This needs to be settled once and for all. Conflicting information has appeared over the years. Are you guys really robots or not?"
Absolutely. I'll set that straight out. We are. There have been some infiltrations in the past, but those have been weeded out, and we're back to a strictly robot team.
Ash said, "Anyone who has tried to give a proper answer to that has suddenly resigned the team to deal with their lie." Interestingly enough, I think that's why I stepped down after 9 months, because I'm not. what else? There's some other good movie taste. What are your movie taste? What do you guys do for fun? How'd you guys get into programming? How'd you get trained? A bunch of discussion, random topics. What are your computer setups? David Lewis says, "Everything I know about the team I learned from Neothermic's massive database of personal information for PHP BB team members, including some information about myself that I didn't know previously." Now that's new. You guys did not. Well, actually, back when I was on the team, I think the only database you guys had was team members' birthdays. So that must be new since then.
Well, that is something that is completely separate. From what we have on the team, but yes.
I know, because I always would send an iCard. I will never forgive Apple for getting rid of iCards, but I used to send an iCard to team members every time was their birthday. For a short time, I was actually the one who was kind of, whenever there were new team members coming on, I was the one updating that.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think birthdays are important.
Yeah, it's a great thing to know. Keeps everybody, you know, paying attention to everybody else. Absolutely, it's a great thing to have behind the scenes, where that, you know, we need to be able to be working closely together. So that's definitely a great thing to have.
Mm-hmm. Steve Maury posted some pictures of his dogs, which is fun. And the most recent question is, how did Birdie take over total domination from the team leaders, and how did he even get here on PHPBB? But please, Birdie,
I'm still trying to figure that out.
He didn't ask the questions to anger Birdie. Ask David a sick Birdiezilla on him.
Most likely, yeah. We really don't have any control over Birdiezilla. That's he kind of does what he wants. We just hope for the best.
I hear. I wonder if you guys can bring Birdiezilla down to San Jose this week.
My birdies will be with me.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Awesome.
They will be with me. They never leave.
Well, I look forward to seeing this Meet the Team thing get further. I'm going to be keeping a very close eye on it. Obviously. Let's hope it gets a little more organized, though, because there's still a lot of bit of, you know, side conversation going in there.
Yeah. There definitely is. There was a lot of confusion as to how we were going to be formatting it, and that's being resolved as we speak. So.
So, we're very excited for OSCON, the open source convention that's happening this week. They're moving it to San Jose this year, which is great for me, because that's the only reason that I know or care about it, because it's local. And it's a very exciting, like one of the big events of the year for open source projects. And so I thought perhaps, in, you know, as a sort of preview homage episode and, you know, excitement for OSCON, it'd be worth it to have a little bit of discussion, you know, what is free open source software, of which PHPBB is a open source project. And I thought it'd be interesting to have a sort of a little discussion, you know, what is up with open source, the great thing about open source, where it came from, why it's important, and if, and Adam is probably one of the best people who knows quite a bit about this, because he's done, I know from experience, he's had to deal with a couple of interesting open source related issues with PHPBB over the years. You've been on the support team how long, Adam?
Approaching 5 years now.
Yeah.
So I joined in September of 2004. Yes. So quite a while.
You know, a lot of the team members are, you're probably becoming one of the veterans at that point.
Yes, I think there's only six people that have been here longer than me.
Yeah.
I think I'm tied with Neothermic, because he joined on the same day that I did.
You are a veteran then.
We were invited the same day.
Because I was noting that if I was still on the mod team today, I would be tied with M Hobbit for longest serving mod team member at this point, which is quite interesting to think.
Yes, and the mod team has had a lot of changes over the past couple of years.
As have all the teams. But that aside, yeah. So I want you to tell us about your FOPBAM story.
FOPBAM. It really doesn't have anything to do with it. Well, it does have
anything to do with
it. It does a little bit.
I've always wanted you to tell the story since the first episode.
Oh, boy, that was a shameful time in the history of PHP. that was back when 3.0 was still in development. I believe, actually, it was 2.2 at the time. This is going back to, I think, 2005, 2006.
I think it was early 2006. It was a few months before the beta.
Right. So yeah. A few months before that.
The community was very impatient at the time.
Yes. Essentially, what happened is over on the Area 51 development boards, a user comes in and basically says how horrible the source code is for 2.2, how it's never going to get out the door. And essentially how he's stealing the source code, and he's going to go off and he's going to make his own forum software with it. And he so eloquently titled it FOPBAMP.
You're saying it was PHPBB with three extra letters.
Something like that, yes. essentially FOPBAMP. So we were going back. Obviously, this guy was a complete troll. He was completely lying. He was just there just to, I don't know, because he had nothing better to do on a Saturday afternoon. But we decided, at least the teams decided, you know, to have a little fun with it. And I especially decided to have a little fun with it. And I just kind of, you know, nurtured it along a little bit. And as it was progressing, I just basically, I decided to put my money where my mouth was. And I registered fopbamp.com. and put up a copyright notice and said, you know, this is software copyright 2006, whatever, Adam Ryer, and you know, a little tagline underneath, you know, it'll be ready when it's ready. And my original intention was to actually make a website and basically change like two lines in the PHPBB source code and release it as FOPBAMP or something like that. Basically, just change all the branding, but that never materialized and it kind of died out after that. But I thought it was funny, and a lot of other people did as well.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with open source, but I wanted to talk about.
Well, it sort of does have to do with open source, because the whole concept of open source, well, not necessarily open source. You have open source, and then you have GPL, which is the GNU public license. Mm-hmm. So there are two separate things. Open source, as defined, is essentially a piece of software where whoever is using that piece of software has access to the source code. Mm-hmm. They're able to view it. They're able to see the different implementations of it. They don't necessarily have the rights or the license to make changes to it or re-release it. And that's where the GPL comes in. So it does have a little bit to do with open source, because technically that guy did have the right to take the source code of PHBBB, make any changes that he felt necessary, and release it as his own product if he wanted to, which would be considered a fork, essentially.
We got Michael joining us.
Excellent.
So, sorry, I guess you were a little belated or not sure if you were joining today, Michael, but good to have you.
Yeah, I've been busy. Had some things come up.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. We were just actually just starting to talk about open source software, and I believe I sent an email to the show notes, so you can find those there. But, what are your thoughts about open source software, or just some discussion? We're having a little discussion, about some of the history, et cetera.
Open source software kind of has a muddy history from what I've seen. One of the biggest proponents of open source is Richard Stallman. And he has, he's an interesting character, let's put it that way.
I'm sure.
I definitely think open source software is a very good thing. But like pretty much anything else, it has a past that is colorful.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
For example, recently he was accused of sexism in some of the comments he made. And from what I've seen, I think that they are right in that some of the comments he made, from what I've seen, were sexist and not appropriate.
In the context of open source or just other stuff?
In open source. I haven't seen the whole story. I haven't really had time to read everything, but from what I have read, it was a conference or something in which he basically said that women are not capable of anything intelligent when it comes to open source software and using open source software. I think the comment he made was something along the lines of women who are unable to use VI, which is an editor, don't need to be using software or something to that extent. I don't know the whole story.
Okay, well,
but anyway.
Open source is still good, even if one of the biggest proponents of it is kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of important because although I did do some reading about open source software, it's quite interesting how I was quite amazed the first time I learned about it a few years ago how old it is. The Free Software Foundation goes back to 1985. And it's like, wow, that's pretty early in terms of, certainly in terms of software as we think about it in the modern sense. So it's actually been around quite a bit.
Old.
Yeah, and Richard Stallman is important in the history of it because he is he's one of the authors of the GNU General Public License. Which is, according to what I read, 60% of the software on SourceForge uses the GPL. And obviously, PHPBB uses the GPL as well.
Yeah, there's a distinction that has to be made between the GPL and open source. There's free and open source software, and which is FOSS.
Yes.
And open source. Open source by itself basically just means you have access to the source code or someone has access to the source code. So it's not like, you've got Microsoft Windows where the source code is locked down in some vault 150 feet below the ground. And no one has access to it. Whereas open source software is basically, it's a little bit more open and free for other people to view. Whereas free and open source software has to do with the actual licensing, what you're allowed to do with that software.
There's the whole the quote about the free being free as in speech, not as in beer, is the common going quote. With that, how would you describe that?
Just because it's open source software doesn't mean you can't charge for it or some aspect of it, like support. There's nothing saying that people can't make money. Unfortunately, money makes the world go round, so there's nothing preventing people from making a living off of it. What they're trying to get at is that software should not be something closed 100 feet below ground in a secret vault.
Mm-hmm.
People should be able to see it. People should be able to modify it. I'm finding more and more, at least for my needs, a lot of the software out there simply does not meet my needs. I have to write the software. So it's in that sense, it's good to have open source software because I maybe take something that's close and then modify it, you know, add 150 lines of code or whatever the case is, and make it do what I want.
Yeah.
But I can't do that with a Microsoft product.
Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, it's actually quite, it's a good, very good idea. And that's, I think there's a lot of people that, the companies that are actually finding ways of using, making parts of their programs open source. Obviously, Firefox is a very clear example of a product that is very largely open source. A lot of projects that Apple, for example, does are based on open source, like WebKit and Darwin and some of their other standards that they have, OpenGL, OpenCL, etc. And there's a lot of benefits for it because it promotes interoperability by having a common open standard for various people to use, and just in general for all kinds of open source, whether it's big like that or smaller things, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. David mentioned a lot of times how he's actually used PHPBB's sort of framework for displaying pages to build sites on that have nothing to do with having forms involved, but he's still able to use a lot of the frameworks and APIs that are in PHPBB's core to extend to other sites, and that's possible thanks to the fact that PHPBB is open source.
Yeah, that's a huge part. It basically allows, it gives the user of the software options. So it says, basically here, we're releasing this software. We think it's a great product, but if there's something that you don't like about it, you are perfectly free to change it. So it gives people options. It gives even companies and corporations options where if they may not have the resources to, say, implement an entire graphics library, they can use something like OpenGL and be able to take that, build off of that, and use it for their own purposes without having to, as you said, reinvent the wheel.
I believe, I don't know a lot about this part of it, but I believe that the open source movement is kind of related to another movement to eliminate software patents. And I don't know a lot about that. Do you guys know anything about that kind of thing?
I have seen those banners on websites and things. I don't know a whole lot about it other than that people are trying to push the software industry to not patent software because it causes a whole lot of problems. For example, Amazon a few years ago tried to patent their their one click on their website to check out. People were saying that no, that people have done this before, someone else should own the patent, and then other people are saying, well, no, this is such a generic idea, nobody should be able to patent that. And that causes a lot of problems when people develop websites. Imagine the problem that would have caused with PayPal and so many other companies. You know, it's a generic shopping cart thing. You click a button, you check out, woohoo. But that would have had a huge impact on so many websites.
There was the whole discussion about the patent of the GIF image file format, which probably, I believe, expired a few years ago. But when that had an active patent, that caused headaches, I believe.
Yeah, a lot of software at the time could not release GIF writing algorithms because of that patent. I can't remember what the software is at the time, but one piece of software I had, you had to pay for a plugin in order to write GIFs.
Mm-hmm. And I actually believe read that because of the GIF patent, or GIF, whatever you call it, it's why they got the ping standard going. As sort of like a competitor to the GIF.
So. Yeah, that was...
Wikipedia won the win.
Yeah, that was one of the things about it. And in my opinion, PNG is just a better algorithm altogether. But you were saying, Adam?
It's interesting that you say, you know, the ping was development after that, but the ping came out, yeah, we have to think about 7 years after GIF. Mm. And if the GIF image format had been essentially an open standard and other people were able to take it and build off it, we very likely would have seen something along the lines of ping, you know, sooner. We would have seen support for in browsers sooner, or we would have built off of GIF, you know, gotten it out of its limited, essentially 8-bit color space, which is horrible. It was great for 1987, but nowadays it does not need. So we very likely could have seen something a lot sooner, and that's essentially what patents prevent, or at least software patents. I think honestly, I personally feel they're fine in a product-based market where there's a physical product there, there's other issues. But for software, it essentially hinders technological progression. It hinders people from making improvements based on past things.
Mm-hmm. And now, for things that are open source, they actually have developed these licenses, like the general public license and Creative Commons. There's a bunch of different licenses that are based on this idea of copyleft, which is an interesting idea from what I read. You guys want to describe, you know, copyleft as an idea?
From what I understand, it's more of a poking fun at copyright.
Mm.
You, of course, copyright is you own the rights and, you know, that's that. And then copyleft tries to be the complete opposite, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are poking fun at it, and it's not to say you don't have any rights, because you do. And there's still copyright on PHPB, for example.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that you have to take all your toys and run.
Yes. From what I've read, it's kind of like copyleft actually is a copyright, in that you do copyright your product or whatever. So PHPBB is copyright the PHPBB group. PHPBB Weekly is copyright Douglas Bell and David Lewis or whatever, because that's what it decided to. But then when you use a license that is kind of called a copyleft license that actually says instead of all rights reserved to yourself, you are then giving other people rights beyond the fair use rights that copyright would offer, so for other people to be able to use your work in ways specified by the license, or as a Creative Commons calls it, some rights reserved, as opposed to all rights reserved.
Yeah, there's various licenses out there that are classified as copyleft. Essentially, what it accomplishes is it allows people to use a software for a certain purpose or license that software without having to have a written contract for each individual. So instead of having to go to a lawyer, write up a contract, and say, okay, I want such and such person to be able to use this software for such and such purposes, it's a generic license that's already pre-written that software companies or producers of software are able to use. That, at least as far as I'm aware, has held up in the court of law for a number of times.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely a very legal license that you can back up. So it basically allows people to generically release a license without having to do it individually to each person.
GNU has done a number of licenses, most popularly the GPL, General Public License, and they also had some others, like there's a lesser GPL license for libraries, there's a free documentation license that Wikipedia used to use, but they recently switched over to a Creative Commons license. And Creative Commons seems to be used more for other types of things that are not necessarily software. But I you know, one thing that I've been curious to know, this most the GPL version 3, that was finalized about 2 years ago in June of 07. Yet a lot of people, including PHPBB, continue to use the version 2 of the GPL, which dates back to before I was born in June of 91. What's the sort of what's the differences in why, especially for PHPBB, why does do we choose version 2 as opposed to version 3?
Some of the things in version 3 can cause confusion and concern. So that's probably part of the reason why PHPBB and others have chosen to stick with version 2 instead of going to version 3. Some of the things aren't clear. For example, what they call tivolization, I think it is. Basically, from what I understand, it's how the software is used in hardware products. So that's one of the things that's not clear. And I have to go back and reread version 3, but I remember when I was reading the discussions on it when they're working out some of the kinks in it, that it caused concern for me.
They spent like 2 years getting public feedback on it.
Yeah. I remember they set up a website for it and people could comment on it and things like that, which is good. But version 3 concerns me.
Yeah, it essentially seems to not protect both the user of the software and the producer of the software as much. For example, as Michael talked about with the hardware support, essentially it was the way it was worded. There was confusion as to whether or not the software that was running on the hardware could be released under the GNU, but then you had to release the hardware specifications under the same license, whether you could have a patent on the physical hardware and not the software, and various things like that. So there were a lot of confusions as to definitions of various things. So it really didn't protect, or it wasn't detailed enough to protect both the producer of the software and the user of the software. So if it were to come up in a court of law, that it may not hold as firm as some people believe that it might. So in my personal opinion, it's a great thing to evolve the GPL and change it as necessary based on how the internet and the world changes around us. But I think it still needs some work.
And I presume the version 3 of the GPL is yet to be sort of tested in a court of law.
As far as I'm aware, it hasn't been yet.
Yeah. It's only been out around for 2 years. You know, courts of law take time.
Yeah. The nice thing about version 2 is it has been tested on more than one occasion in court, and it held up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But I personally, I think I'm going to move away from the GPL and go to LGPL or something else for things that I release in the future, just because of concerns with version 3 and other things with the GPL specifically.
Mm-hmm. Is it one of the things that, you know, the GPL is probably, you know, most known for, or I don't know, on some things for like it's not just for PHPBB, but there are some people who, you know, build like modifications or themes or things like that. Both I've seen this in the WordPress community, PHPBB, other communities. It has to do with the fact that the general public license requires that derivatives of GPL'd work also has to have the GPL applied to it, or some other similar compatible license. And you know, Creative Commons calls this idea share alike. And that's, you know, part of the reason why for Adam's FOTBAM example was that, you know, even if they could technically, you know, fork PHPBB over, it's been done before, but they would then have to maintain the GPL with that.
FOTBAM for the win.
FOTBAM. Adam, if you're ever dissatisfied with PHPBB, you have it. You know what you can develop.
I do. I don't know if I still own the domain. I'll have to go check, but I don't remember.
I don't think you do.
Yes.
But, you know, this idea of share alike, which I guess is kind of inherent in the copyleft, aspect of these licenses. You know, how does that kind of play out?
It's all based on fairness. Quite simply, it's okay if you're going to be taking our software and using it however you want to use it. You have to do the same to anybody that you're going to be releasing your version to. So it's a progressive, essentially a progressive free software license.
What that brings to mind is the AGPL,
mm-hmm.
The Affero GPL.
Mm-hmm.
I personally am not a big fan of that. Basically, what it says is that you have to give back to the developer any changes that you make.
Oh.
Which is fine. I mean, I understand that. But if I make changes in-house to a product and I'm not going to give that product out, why should I give those changes away? Maybe those changes are sensitive to what I'm doing. That's why it's in-house.
Yeah.
So what
you can do is not like you're making any money off of it or anything like that.
Exactly.
You're using it for personal use.
Exactly. And I don't see the need to give back in that case. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm all for donating back to the community, and whenever I can, I give coding changes back and that kind of thing. But in some circumstances, I don't think it's appropriate to force someone to give something back to the community.
Yeah. It does, though, seem like if you're going to do open source, having a license, it does still restrict some rights. Like, you have to be able to use your license derivatives with the GPL, but that then can also protect you from, like, say you do a good idea on your open source product, some company comes along and says we like it, they use your stuff, and then they are able to copyright it or patent it, and then they try to sue you so that they can be the only ones who did the original work, but they don't want to be the ones to own it. You know, that's good to have this license there just to protect you as well, along with the original copyright.
Right. Then there still is a copyright on open source software and GPL software.
Exactly.
So for example, if someone were to hypothetically release a version of PHPBB that removes all copyrights from the source code, we could, in effect, if we wanted to, in a court of law, give them a some form of a cease and desist and say, you know, you're breaking our copyright. What the AGPL essentially does, as Michael said, is it takes an individual's copyright, something that they chose to do with that software on their own, and gives that copyright back to the original company.
Yeah.
So essentially, even if they're not associated with that company in any way, shape, or form, they don't have a prior agreement with them at all, it essentially takes all freedom of effect from the all choice away from that person of what they want to do with that software, and gives it back to the original person.
And that's why whenever you install software, you have the choice to decline a license.
Yep.
For that reason.
That's true. And you have a choice to not use AGPL software. But
yes, well, that's the people who are licensing it.
Exactly. But yes, you can simply not use it, but if there's a program that is using it, I'm certainly not going to touch it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Here's a random fact, but because of the GPL's copyleft thing, there's actually one program in Mac OS X that is 100% GPL'd. And it's actually the Mac OS X built-in chess program. You can actually go to the About pane of that. If you have OS X, open Chess, go to the About, and there's the GPL with a button to download the source code. I think the reason for that is because I think they use the GNU chess algorithms inside Mac OS X's chess program. And because of the GPL, Apple has to GPL their whole chess program like that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, one thing I want to talk about.
It's so hard to write a chess program.
No, hey, Apple decided, we've got other important stuff to do. Let's just throw in a little chess program. That chess program has been there since that was like the only game that you could get for Mac OS X back in, 2001.
One thing I wanted to mention real quick, and then we can move on again. In my opinion, the AGPL is against the spirit of open source.
I'm sure. Yeah, I agree.
Because it forces you to do something that you shouldn't have to be forced to do. If you want to give back, great. Like I said, that's a good thing. But if you don't want to give back, that's fine, as long as you abide by the license. But forcing someone to do something is against the spirit of the license, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we can move on now.
Out of curiosity, about copyright, is getting copywriting something that you produce, a creative work that you produce, just as easy as writing copyright the year and this belongs to you, or do you actually have to do something to physically actually copyright your work?
Under the Berne Convention. Yeah, under the Berne Convention of 1970 something, I can't remember right now. It is automatically copyrighted by the companies or the countries that follow that convention.
For example, PHP Weekly is copyright Douglas Bell and David Lewis. I just wrote that on the footer of our website. Does that mean that is now true? Or do I
have to?
Does that even go with the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 2000, whatever?
The DMCA isn't directly related to that.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard. Because under the Berne Convention, anything you create, if it's a significant work, other than a sentence or something, is considered copyrighted to you. Now, there are certainly things that you can do to ensure that you protect your copyrights, like filling out the paperwork in the U.S. With the USPTO, but you don't need to if you don't want to.
Okay.
The only problem that comes with that is if you don't do it, you would essentially have to prove that you are, in fact, the original producer of that work. In a court at that time, but it certainly should have. But provided that you're able to do that, it would hold up.
Yes, Your Honor, this crazy guy that has done all these podcasts, that is my voice. Yes, Your Honor, that's me. Not anyone else. That's me. I don't think that'll be too hard to prove for the terms of a podcast. Unless there's any Douglas Bell impersonators out there.
That would be a scary thought.
I'm
giving sharp glances at my younger brother in here. Yeah, he's a pretty bad Doug. I don't think he wants to impersonate me. Kind of a bad example. Anywho, so seems still. I think it's great to see open source going. Interestingly enough, one thing I thought of PHPBB, or actually most PHP programs, it seems just for every reason in the world easier. To make it open source, because as opposed to, or maybe when you make it open, I don't know, but for PHP programs, the source code is pretty much the files that you're running. It's not like an application where you can offer the source, but then it has to be compiled and all that in order to get the final product. So
you can always encrypt it with something like Zend or something like that.
And I presume that's what things people like vBulletin and Envision Board do.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. they do encrypt it so that it has to be decrypted by an application such as Zend. But yes, so they can get away with that.
Does that then make it harder for expand for people in the community to expand or write new features for things like that?
Unless something happened recently, I wasn't aware that they encrypted their source. Just that the license prevented you from releasing it publicly.
Oh, so you can get in trouble if you do it.
Yeah. Now, there certainly is software out there that does encrypt their source.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for a while with BP Protection, simply because I wanted to be able to say, okay, you have a license. I don't want you to give it away without someone else having a license. And that way I could control who had access and that kind of thing. Not that I want to do it for nefarious purposes, just that I wanted my product to have use.
Mm.
I want people to have a license, and even though the license was free, I want people to have a license so I could see what was going on and that kind of thing.
It seems to me I lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. Well, things like PHPBB, WordPress, Joomla, that's where actually kind of examples of free software that is free in both sense of the word, both in terms of freedom of speech and in terms of free beer, although none of us do. We don't drink, so don't worry about that.
That's right.
As I put in the description for the show, you're not going to get free beer by listening in today. I'm sorry.
Can we get free root beer? I wouldn't mind.
I love that. I don't know where to get it, but I love it. I love root beer. Come to Oscar on Invasion. We'll get some root beer floats at Johnny Rockets.
I wish I could.
Oh, we just wait when we start talking about that. But it's, you know, like Adam said towards the beginning of this discussion, open source does not mean you have to make it free in terms of price. You could, there is a way to make something open source. Well, for PHP, it'd probably be difficult to make it open source and have to charge money for it, just because that the open source kind of is, you know, ready to go. But for things that you compile, you can do things like, you know, charge for the compiled version or offer the source code available. Or a lot of people they make the product available for free and charge for the support. And that's where they get the money from. If you feel like you're able to figure it out yourself, more power to you. If you want support, that's how we make our money. So
that's where companies like Red Hat, Novel, big, huge Linux, you know, corporations mm-hmm. are able to make their money. And they make their money off of support, off of training, off of certifications, things like that.
Or you can be like Google and just sell ads everywhere, and that's how you make your money.
Oh, boy.
Good.
Get me started.
I can't wait to see what comes of that Chrome OS thing, because that sounds like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, my dad was asking me the other night if I was going to get a netbook with Chrome OS. So I think it would be interesting. Let's see what happens with that. I hope they don't fill it with ads. No. Did you know that Google has TV ads now?
Really?
Yeah, I saw a commercial the other day advertising for an ad agency, and they said, now with Google TV ads. So
I read something yesterday, I think. It was like, what was it? It was an opinion piece that says Google that Chrome OS may fail even if it changes computing forever. Something like, Google may not even care if Chrome OS succeeds or fails. Like, they will still have, you know, succeeded in, you know, kind of changing the industry, the operating system for netbooks, things like that. And, of course, they'll sell a lot of ads, which is what
they're coming into a very, very highly competitive market.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so, let's be honest, as the numbers, I mean, even though I would love to see, you know, Linux, you know, on netbooks, you know, more, 75% of laptops that are purchased with Linux are returned. It's just not going to work in the current format. So something needs to be changed. But I'm interested to see how it plays out, mm-hmm. how it competes with. I don't think they're intending it to compete with Windows yet at this moment.
I don't think they really care who they compete with because they're not going to make money off of it.
Unless they might. You never know.
Unless they get ads on there.
That's what I'm worried about. But it's essentially going to be competing with other Linux platforms, and we'll see how it runs.
Boy,
You mentioned competing with Windows, and I couldn't help but think of Lindos, now Linspire, and how they tried to compete with Microsoft. Of course, Microsoft pushed the weight around and forced them to change their name to Linspire. But I don't think that is appropriate for Linux distributions to look and feel like Windows. I understand that users are familiar with Windows. They like Windows because it does what they want. But Linux is its own animal. And to look and feel like Windows is something that I don't feel comfortable with. I use Linux because it's different and it does what I want and I can make it do what I need if it doesn't. So looking and feel like Windows is something that I don't think I would buy a product for.
Well, but anyways, I think that's a very good look at open source, and you know, I just think, you know, the only reason I really know anything about open source is thanks to PHPBB and projects like that are open source. And you know, for PHPBB, you know, it's just a free thing in all senses of the word. You know, everything is pretty much free in terms of what you guys are doing, other than the fact that you guys put a couple ads on your website. So, like I said, the reason we wanted to talk a little bit about open source is because we got OSCON this week, and now that we have bashed Microsoft in just about every way, there was interesting comments in our IRC chat room this week about the fact that Microsoft is actually one of the top sponsors of OSCON. They are.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I know that at one point.
Microsoft has had ties with Novell for a while. Now it's debatable, you know, what those ties actually are, but they've over the past couple of years, I have seen, you know, at least an attempt. How good of an attempt it is, but at least an attempt to be a little bit more open, ironically, to open source software.
Really, it seems to me like open source is winning because you're just seeing it's being used so much more in so many places. There's so many more people that are big companies that are pushing open source and open standards. And even as Microsoft lags behind in many ways, you know, I really think that's the future, what we're going to look at. And that's what makes, that's why I was quite excited about. It's actually, I would not have known about OSCON except for X Reaction, who had the original idea to do a meetup here. And now I'm really looking forward just to be able to go quite a bit. And do quite a bit there. So it's quite. Now we got, of course, the OSCONvasion meetup happening on Thursday evening, which is there's weird things going on behind me. It's Thursday evening, and David and Francis are actually going to be coming. They were able to get their boss to send them to OSCON as a business expense, I guess.
Sweet.
And they're doing other things down here. So I'm excited. I'm going to actually get to, after doing 100 and something episodes with David, I'm finally going to get to meet him in person.
Well, do you have any O'Reilly books? Because O'Reilly does some really good books. Of course, they're the ones that put on OSCON, so...
Yeah. I don't. Would like to, but no, I don't get books very often.
O'Reilly's my number one place to go for any type of technology book.
O'Reilly and Syngress are my favorites.
They're going to... But... So... Adam is going to be there. There's a couple of team members there. I'm trying to... X Reaction is going to be there. Syntax Error 90 is going to be there. Who else? And he's bringing a friend from Sacramento. iWisdom is going to be there. He's just coming over from Stockton, actually. Which is, so a couple people nearby. Brainy, who's on the moderator team, will be there. And, of course, it's open to anyone else who is an OSCON attendee. In fact, I think that some folks from Joomla are going to come to our... They're going to try to come to our event on Thursday night. They're holding their own Birds of a Feather session on Wednesday evening that I'm going to try to go to, which should be exciting. We're going to be... I have to give such a big thank you to David, who is obviously not on the show right now because he's actually busy getting stuff ready for his trip, and a big thanks to Adam, who obviously is here, because last week David... Actually, in my absence, David talked about how we were going to try to raise $400 to get some equipment there. Well, we raised diddly squat, which is probably okay because this is only a three-hour evening event anyway. I don't think it's really worth that much in terms of fundraising. But
3-hour tour?
Adam and David are going to be bringing equipment in order to be able to have a projector in order to do live PowerPoint presentations, maybe, because I think, Phil wanted to do one, or live demos of PHPBB. They're getting a mixing board and microphones and equipment so that we can, have good audio in there to be able to actually do like we did with London Invasion last year and be able to stream it live, which it's actually, this is actually the weekend that's exactly 1 year after London Invasion. I just noticed. Be able to stream it live on PHPP Weekly. We're going to be able to record it. Adam's going to be doing his video recording like he did London Invasion again. And this time I think he said you're going to actually do higher quality, high def.
Yep, I've got a high definition source this year, so yes.
So, this is going to be great. And I'm very excited. I am hoping we'll have some more people there than just the our core little group of team members. But I think it's going to be a great experience. Personally, my schedule is I'm going to be there Wednesday and Thursday, maybe Friday. On Wednesday, I'm going to their OSCamp thing, which they describe as the unconference of OSCon. And if you know, unconference is kind of like those bar camp type things where I presume it's going to be like that, where people can do whatever. Come up with their own presentations and do whatever, and you know it's very community involved. So, and it's free to anybody who wants to come. That has a expo hall pass. So I'm probably going to go to that Wednesday evening. I might hit the exhibit hall reception, is what they call it. And of course, there's the Joomla BOF session that evening. Thursday, I'm probably going to go around do the expo hall. They have this thing they call, I've heard of this before at other things, they call it the OSCON 2009 Passport Program, and it's like one of these scavenger hunt type of things. Because OSCON attendees will have the opportunity to have an OSCON passport brochure stamped at each participating sponsor and exhibitor booth. Once attendees have attained all stamps, they can turn in their passport to the O'Reilly booth to be entered into a drawing for cool prizes donated by OSCON sponsors. And the first place prize is a Pogo Linux Intel workstation with a Core i7-920 processor, 6 gigs of DDR free RAM, and a 1 terabyte SATA 2 drive worth $2,000.
Now, if you win, you're going to donate it to me, right?
What? Slow down, what?
If you win, you're going to donate that to me, right?
Well, I won't know what to use it for. I'll probably sell it.
Just pass it my way.
Nah, I'll sell. I'll get, you know, a little bit. You know, pay off the college bills. You know, I'm going to DC in 4 weeks here. I need to figure out how to survive.
Have you gotten financial aid yet?
Yes.
Got a nice all right. Match.
We're just figuring out, you know, living expenses. That's all.
Well, that's certainly something.
Yeah.
I'm in a huge amount of debt right now.
Ow.
And it's still growing. So. Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be too bad. We'll see how. We'll see. The amount of financial aid I've got does mean that the total cost is quite a bit less than it would be with if I went to a UC, University of California, because California is broke and they're raising the fees again and it's absolutely miserable. So
yeah, that's.
I think I made the right choice to go private.
Yeah.
And I have the grades to go private, too, so.
That's good. That's.
So.
That's something.
Yeah. So, OSCON's gonna. They just have a whole page of what's free to do at OSCON. They've got. And of course, they've got a bunch of speakers and keynotes that are going on there. And I just had. Where is it? It's quite interesting. Maybe you guys know more of the people than I do. I'm getting sure.
You're cutting in and out there.
I am.
You were.
I think I was just kind of stuttering. All right. I don't know who any of these people are, but I'm sure they have some very interesting things that they're talking about. So, Adam, do you have any plans for OSCON that you're going to, anything you want to see or do?
I wish. It's turned into something that I'm only going to be able to see the expo hall and attend OSCON Invasion, it appears. I wasn't able to get a good flight in. to San Jose. So unfortunately, I'm going to be arriving at 11 o'clock at night, the night before SCOT Invasion.
On Wednesday. What time do you leave?
I leave at about 6:45 p.m. my time. So
no, go to.
No, I'll leave. I'm leaving. I've gotten a red eye flight out on Friday evening. So I've got the whole day flight. I'm actually flying over to LAX to visit a friend.
Okay, not bad.
So I was originally planning a trip out there, so I kind of bumped my trip ahead a few days so I could attend OSCOTvasion.
There's actually, this is what I was looking for. They've got some other things. They have this thing called the State of the Onion Address, which is an address from I don't remember who. I should look that up, but that... it's supposedly some kind of tradition that they always have going on there, and I guess that's like free. They do the this is the same night as OSCONvasion, the same time. So if you come into our thing, you won't be able to go to it. But the SourceForge.net Community Choice Awards actually happen at OSCON on Thursday evening, and Google does their own Google O'Reilly Open Source Awards on Tuesday evening. Now, PHPBB hasn't been nominated for anything there because you remember PHPBB got the Community Choice Award back in 2007 for best project for the community or something like that. Whatever. It was a category that no longer exists. So that's too bad.
Well, that's right, because we got the ultimate prize. SourceForge is using PHPBB.
There you go. Though I don't see them using it quite yet. I was asking David about that this week. It's like, you say they're using PHPBB, but it still looks like the something that's not PHPBB.
So. I have to pull up the email again, but I don't think they have finished the migration yet. I know that for the hosted projects, they use PHPBB for quite a while. They also have a wiki and .project for project stuff and things like that.
Oh, so you're saying that individual projects can have their own forums now?
Yeah, for the hosted projects, they've had it for a while, but what they are going to do is migrate the forums that they custom coded over to PHPBB. I don't think they've finished that migration yet.
Well, look forward to seeing more coming. But I think that's pretty good. SourceForge is certainly looking a lot better than they did back when I started using them 4 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that metallic look?
Yes.
The brush metal? That was great.
Is that sarcasm? Or?
No, I like brush metal.
Oh, okay. So that's why you moved to a Mac. Let's just put that up. Michael likes brushed metal. We looked at the title of the episode, Michael. Nah, I wouldn't. I remember one of my early episodes of my other podcast. They made me do the title "Douglas Loves Pixie Dust" because we were talking about a program that does pixie dust effects. Oh boy, that was fun. But yeah, I know on Friday we were discussing. It's still kind of in slow discussion, but for all the people who are flying in. Perhaps doing a little bit of sightseeing in the area, maybe go pick a museum. Obviously, the San Jose has the Tech Museum of Innovation down there. I believe X, we actually mentioned the Intel Museum in Santa Clara. I've heard good things from friends about the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, which is supposed to be quite interesting with lots of old computers. I've only been to the Tech Museum. I haven't been to the other two, but we're probably going to see. Maybe we'll do something. There, a couple people are renting a car, I believe. We can figure out how to make that work. So it's going to be a very exciting week going into OSCON. I'm really excited, of course, because thanks to all of the things that we are, of the equipment that we're able to bring, PHPBB will actually have OSCON streamed live here Thursday evening. It's 7 p.m. Pacific, which is 10 p.m. Eastern time. Unfortunately, that does mean that our friends over in Europe will have to stay up overnight if they want to listen live, like 2 a.m. UTC time on Friday morning for that. And, of course, tune in and we'll try to see if we can get that released. The auto released quickly and the video whenever Adam was able to. No rush on the video, because I know video takes a long time to edit, Adam.
Especially high-definition video.
High-definition video. You have to have a one heck of a hard drive out there.
You could say that. I've actually got a 4 terabyte RAID that I have.
Good.
As well, so that I use for permanent storage.
Video is a headache.
It can.
Now, quick question on that, Adam, because I'm actually looking for storage solutions. Are you using Windows and a 4 terabyte RAID array, or are you using something like FreeNAS or OpenFiler to handle your RAID?
I actually got a I was able to luckily pick up a Cisco network RAID solution. So I was able to pick that up for like it's a 4 drive bay. So I've got 4 2-terabyte hard drives in it. So and they're in just a mirrored array. So 4 terabytes total. So yes.
Right. Okay.
I was able to pick that up for like about $200, but which is a heck of a deal. Someone was getting rid of one, was upgrading to the newest model or something, so I was able to pick one up. So
okay.
That's essentially what I'm using. Not the cheapest solution, but it works.
I like audio.
I wouldn't mind working this video since I have a lovely new Mac. But I need storage.
Yeah.
I'm looking at getting a RAID 5 and doing OpenFiler or FreeNAS or something.
You guys are raiding the icebox. Okay, I would say, what else? If you want, I hope if you're in the Bay Area, hope you can come to OSConvasion, or if you're going to be able to come to OSCon, if whatever, or otherwise tune in live. David has been very supportive, especially now that he's coming, in terms of trying to help spread the word, and so there's info on Star Trek Guide about it. He sent out a newsletter about that, or he's going to, and they're trying to get people to retweet it on Twitter, if you're able to, and so if you follow PHP Weekly on Twitter, that was posted last night, and so you can feel free to retweet that. Just copy and paste, as only Twitter can do, so we're just trying to keep it going, and of course, there will also be pictures. People are bringing their cameras. I'm going to bring a camera, because what is a PHPBB event without pictures and birdies?
Now, Adam, you're going to Photoshop, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear. Dave, Photoshop the invasion of Oscar. That should be great. For more info, hit PHPBBweekly.
For the video in After Effects or something.
What did you say, Adam? I cut you off.
I said I'll throw the video into After Effects or something. Have, Birdie Zilla coming in.
Oh, great. That'll be the bonus. That'll be the bonus that release. PHPBBweekly.net/OSConvasion has all the details. And I can't wait. Moving on, let's quickly close up the show. Last week, because I wasn't here, we overlooked covering the results from our last PHP BB Weekly poll. The poll question was, what would be the most likely impact of enabling quick reply on your board? So it's still anticipation of 3.0.6. All right, so the top recipient, there were 26 votes. The top recipient had 8 votes, 31%. The answer was, the front will fall off. That continues to be a great joke. Next, with 7 votes, 27%, the energy saved by not loading the reply forms will qualify me for a tax rebate for being green. With 6 votes, 23%, the post reply button will go on strike and accuse me of hiring scabs. With 3 votes, 12%, the Earth's magnetic field will suddenly turn upside down, and we won't be able to hang things on refrigerators ever again. I don't know where I got these answers from. No one voted for truckloads of pointless I agree replies to sort through, so apparently no one thinks that you'll have to worry about those I agree replies. So there you go.
+1.
Are you going to vote for that?
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to check the forms.
Oh, okay. I think I know where that comes from. There were two people who submitted other answers. One of their answers was, the universe will implode and ketchup will taste like mustard.
That would be bad.
And the other vote was, it still won't make me coffee. With a sad face. I think I know who submitted that one. Wild guess, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was Eric Frérichon who submitted that one. So that was our last poll. No poll this week, but we will be having our next poll question next week. Oh, there you go. Our mod of the week is Syntax Highlighter by Useless. And this is actually a BB code mod, but because of what it does, you have to actually add the mod in order for the BB code to work. Essentially, it allows you to post, it says it allows you to post programs or scripts in up to 132 languages and have the post syntax highlighted using Geshi, which I guess must be some kind of syntax highlighting tool algorithm type thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It started out actually as a mod for PHPB2, and the author expanded it so much that they separated that and made it their own program.
Oh, there you go. Little, learn something new every day. Something old, even. But yeah, I think if you have a site that exchanges code a lot, it's a good thing to have. And there's actually a nice demo board that he links you to. Where you can actually see a bunch of examples for many different types of code. You can kind of see what those look like. And it apparently works with both ProSilver and SubSilver too. And so there you go, Syntax Highlighter. And the style of the week is called Polyethylene. It's by Zergal. And let me see if I can move that up. It appears to be based on ProSilver. However, it's kind of hard to tell because it's a pretty nice, very fluid sort of, glassy style, so to speak. And the header it's a fixed width. The header is quite cool. It looks like it's kind of going into, the depths of the time-space continuum, I guess. I don't know. It's almost hypnotizing to look at the header of that. Are you guys seeing it?
It's very nice.
Yeah.
That's actually one of the nicer designs I've seen in a while for 3.0.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's got some nice icons for new post, no new post, forum locked. This is what we say in terms of themes that we really like, where they really go all out to really make a unique theme. Because for PHPB, pretty much everything can be traced back to ProSilver or SubSilver too, but it's really nice when they really go all out and do quite a bit to make it unique. And so, yeah, that's a very nice theme.
All right, here's a challenge for some authors. Do you remember the note board template for PHPB 2?
Never heard of it.
That was an amazing style.
Yes, it was.
That was absolutely amazing.
I want to see that for PHPB 3.
You have a link?
So, let me see if I can dig it up real quick.
See if you can get it. Yeah, I'll stick it in the show notes. Do that. If you hear this, style authors, if you can recreate this style in PHPB 3, Michael will buy you a new car.
Now, that's not binding, just so you know.
A new car avatar. How about that?
I can do that.
Or like that. Oh, top down is in.
All right, we have a taker.
You just find that link there, Michael. Let's see who can do it. We'll make that a start. It's Michael's style challenge. While he's looking for that link, to wrap up the show, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links to the things we talked about on this show, along with all of our past episodes as well. And our forum at StarTrekGuide.com for more discussion, things going on. Our next live episode will be our OSCONvasion episode, Thursday evening, July 23rd, 10 p.m. Eastern Time or 2 a.m. UTC Friday morning. It will be live on TalkShoe. It is being marked as episode number 115. Following that, our following episode will be next Saturday, episode 116, at the usual time, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC on next Saturday. Also, if you've been to our forum or followed on Twitter, you will have noticed that there are a couple of other upcoming things of note. We have a very exciting guest who will be joining us on Saturday, August 8th, Tom Bedard, better known as Sub Blue, who designed the Sub Silver and Pro Silver styles and the PHPBB.com website, both past and present, for PHPBB2 and for PHPBB3, along with a bunch of other work that he does as well. In fact, the smileys you see in PHPBB and many other places on the web were designed by him as well. He has a long bio. And a lot you can say about him. And he's going to be joining us on this show on Saturday, August 8th. It's going to be a very exciting show, very unique opportunity to get to talk with him and hear from him, because he's not very active on the phpbb.com community. And it's great that he agreed to join us on the show, and it'd be great to hear from a guy who has a lot to do with the current look and feel of PHPBB that we all take for granted. So be sure to join us August 8th for that. And following that, we're going to take a brief summer break. No episodes on August 15th or August 22nd. And starting on August 29th, we're going to be moving the show to an hour later. The show will start at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, beginning on August 29th, and moving forward until further notice. And that's partly due to my new living schedule, moving over to the East Coast, because if it was at noon, then I would never get a chance to eat lunch on Saturdays. And that's not acceptable, so that's why.
Well, you make us skip lunch.
Well, now that's good. Oh, that's right. You guys are elsewhere. We'll have to figure that out. We'll figure out what works. It's still tentative, but that's pretty much what it's going to be until further notice. And Michael, are you guest two?
See.
Okay, I didn't know you were guest two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're the one that was talking about sauerkraut a little while ago.
Yes, sauerkraut for the win.
Wonderful. All right. That's it for the show. Thanks a bunch, Adam, for joining us for the first time for the last minute. And
for allowing me to come on.
Yeah, and you'll be on in a different form on Thursday. And I look forward to getting to see you here in my neck of the woods.
Yes, it'll certainly be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I need a vacation. I really do.
Same here. Maybe we'll see if we can meet up and roam the exhibit hall on Thursday or something like that.
Absolutely.
It'll be fun.
Now, Doug.
Yeah?
Do you have a special jar for him?
A jar? Should I be aware of something?
I don't know what he's talking about. Thanks a bunch to Jar of Sauerkraut Michael for joining us once again today.
I was thinking of something deep fried and pickled.
Oh yes. I'm well aware.
Deep fried pickle hearts don't come in jars, Michael. They come in barrels. You should know that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes, there will be a barrel of deep fried pickle hearts, along with a root beer, in your imagination. I can't bring deep fried pickle hearts down on the train. I'm sorry, it's too big. I'll work something out. Yeah, we'll see what happens. And I have Douglas Bell. Thanks for listening, and we will see you either this week or next week. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
You're it.
See you later. Bye, everybody.